Democrats in the Utah legislature are continuing to demand more transparency on how public dollars are being spent for fighting the federal government over public lands. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah lawmakers set up the Constitutional Defense Council years ago to oversee fights with the federal government on issues like backcountry roads, a lands transfer, and imperiled species like wolves and sage grouse. Lawmakers have appropriated millions of dollars already, but this year Democrats are pushing to know more about how the money's being spent. Salt Lake City Democratic Representative Brian King raised the issue last Monday at the council's most recent meeting.
What I want to make sure that we're focused on, we consider, and we talk about specifically, is the standards and criteria for what is reimbursable and what's not.
Lawmakers recently budgeted over $7 million for the lands fights, for lobbying, legal fees, and reimbursing counties for their expenses. When Garfield County requested reimbursement for over $60,000 of consulting fees last Monday, it triggered a discussion on how loosely the council's been run so far. Republican Mike Noel represents Kanab in the legislature and serves on the council.
There needs to be some coordination with the office before you go up and rack up a whole bunch of bills and then come and say, hey, we did this for you. I understand it.
An attorney for the council said guidelines are in the works. Meanwhile, Democrats have asked separately for billing details from attorneys who've billed the state more than $600,000 for legal work on forcing the federal government to surrender 30 million acres to the state. The Democrats have asked the Utah Bar to look into transparency regarding the estimated $14 million case. Judy Faze, KUER News.